Tonight's year, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Sifir Aleph through Sif Yud Zion, Sifir Aleph. Afal Pi Shaloh Hispalu HaKohol Idayin. Even though the community didn't daven yet, the Tzibah didn't daven yet on Friday night, Im Kadam HaYochid V'Hispalel Shal Shabbos Mibod Yoyim. If an individual davens Shabbos davening when it's still daylight, ahead of the Tzibah, Chal Olov Kabbalah Shabbos. So Kabbalah Shabbos takes effect. V'asur b'siyas malacha, he accepted Shabbos, he cannot do any forbidden malacha. V'afilu im oimer she'enu roitz l'kabal Shabbos. Even if he were to say, I don't have a mind to accept Shabbos, if you davened Shabbos davening, then you have accepted Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Mem Tes, mi be'oid yom, he does this when it's still daylight, hainu mi plag ha'mincha ulamal, it's got to be after plag ha'mincha, ukele e'er like we learned before, b'sim n'rei samach aleph, sif be'ez b'hago, in the Ramah, in sim n'rei samach aleph, which is 10 and 3 quarters hours of the day. Sifka nun va'afilu v'chulu. Even if he says, I don't want to mekabel Shabbos, it doesn't help. Va'afte behadlok, or yesh oimim demahani tanai kidla'el b'sif yud. Even though we learned in Sif Yud that when you light Shabbos candles, some say you can make a condition in advance that you're not accepting Shabbos. But tefillah shayni, it's different when you daven. Kim shehizka v'kedusha Shabbos, since you mentioned kedusha Shabbos in your tefillah, so that's it, there's no tanai, you mekabel Shabbos. So if you'd base, im rov hakahol kibla leim Shabbos, if the majority of the community accepted Shabbos, hamiyut nimshachim achareyem al korchem, the minority is dragged after them against their will. They all have to makabel Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Nun Aleph, im rov hakahol. V'mov hakahol lo hoyu beis hakneses, let's say the majority of the tzibur were not in shul. Ein nimshachim achar hamiyut, they will not be dragged after the minority that goes to shul. V'chein be'ir sheyesh pa'botei k'nesiyos harbei, or a city that has many shuls. In achas nimsheches achar chaverto, one is not pulled after the other. V'afilu im ba'achas rov, even if one is the majority, doesn't make a difference. Each minion is its own sibur. Avlam oisim minion beveso, that if a person makes a minion in his house, afilu minion kavua, even if it's a set weekly minion, ba'tel etzel harov, they are still going to have to follow the majority. So establish shuls. Each are independent of each other. But a house minion is not independent. So if you gimel, Adam Shabola Ir Be'erev Shabbos, a person comes to a city on Friday afternoon. Ukvar Kiblu Anche Ir Aleim Shabbos, the people in that town are already Mekabel Shabbos. Afa Pishidan Hayom Gadol, even though there's plenty of time, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, there's plenty of time till Shabbos would start, but they were all Mekabel. So he has to Mekabel too. Im Haya Olav Mo, so Shum Chayfetz, if he's carrying money or any other item, he just has to let it drop, and he can't carry muksa, he can't move it around because the city was Mekabel Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sefkod Nun Beis, he lets it fall, perish. This means he doesn't let it fall in the middle of the street. He has to go to a private room, then he lets it drop in order to be in a protected, safe place. Look, Moshe Kasuv, we learned this later on, it's written in Simon Reish Samach Vav, Sifud Beis. So he comes in carrying this muksa. He doesn't have to drop it in the middle of the street. He should go right away to the first safe place that he can go and go to his room, go to the corner and just empty his pockets. Don't take it out. Just let it drop in that spot till after Shabbos. So if Yud Dalet, in Biyom HaMa'unon Ta'ut Tzibur, if the community made a mistake on a cloudy day, V'chashusha Chashecha, they thought it was dark. V'dliku neiros, they're all the Shabbos candles, v'spalot tefilas avish al Shabbos, the davening for Shabbos, Shabbos marav. V'acha kach nispasu ha'ofim v'zocha cham, but then the winds come, the clouds scatter, and the sun is shining. Einam tzrichim lach, so v'spal arvis, they are not required to daven marav a second time. Im kishe hispalu hoyim y'plaga mincha l'mala, provided they did daven after the plaga mincha. V'im yachad hu shetah b'kach, but if it was an individual as opposed to a tzibur, an individual made this mistake. He'll have to daven marav again. His davening was a toast, he should daven again. For a tzibur, not matuich the tzibur. For an individual, he should daven again. Well, the inin asiyas malacha, what about doing malacha? Bein betzibur, bein yachid, mutar. Whether it's the tzibur that made the mistake or an individual, they can do malacha. The Kabbalah Shabbos hoyse b'ta'utz, because their accepting Shabbos was an error. V'yesh, others disagree. Sha'osam she'liku neros, those who lit candles, asurim basiyas malacha, they cannot do malacha. Ushar anshe habayis mitom, but anyone else in the house who didn't light candles would be able to do malacha. V'yesh oimer, some say, she'osu ner shehudlak l'shem Shabbos, when a ner is lit for Shabbos, osu ligabo ulhosu bo shemen, you can't touch it, you can't add oil, it's huksa l'mitzvah. V'afilim kava osu l'tatlo, and even if it's extinguished, it goes out, you can't handle it, you can't move it. Mishnah Berurah sifkaton nun gimel, einon tzrichim. They don't have to daven ma'ariv again. They made a mistake, davened early. They thought it was dark. They were wrong. They don't daven again. We don't matriach the tzibur, even though it was a mistake. Sifkar nun dal, we plaga mincha, l'malaf on plaga mincha on. Dekoy de plaga mincha, before plaga mincha, afilu tzibur nami machzimen. Then even the tzibur has to daven again. The lav's ma'at tefilas arvis yiklal. Before plaga mincha, it's not time to daven. We get into words as ma'am plaga mincha before in reish lamagim. Sifka nun heit sarachu v'chulu, a yachid would have to daven again. Kima shebetoros is baal, because he davened in error. She sav rashigvar chashecha, he thought it was nighttime, and it wasn't. V'hu adin b'chol na'am idin hachi, this is not only a erev Shabbos halacha. Any day of the week you could have the shayla. Kima shu noig tomer the spal marv is ma'am karbon, if he usually davens marv in his proper time like the chachomim, that means doesn't daven marv early. He davens if to shkir, if to seis, and he made a mistake. V'hayom b'tos yispalo, today by accident he davened early, thinking it was nighttime. Then didn't he davens again? Now what about malacha? So the mechaber begins by saying anyone could do malacha, but yesh omim, the ones who lit candles cannot. Sefkar nun vav sha osam shadliku af em lo hispalo. Even if they didn't daven, but they lit candles. Al below halacha, but without lighting candles. After his spalut tefilas Shabbos, even though they did daven Shabbos davening, kivat shabbatos hoisa, since it was a mistake, lo shema kabbal, it's not called the kabbal Shabbos. The tam hayesh om, now the yesh omim say that the ones who lit candles can't do malacha. The sfil they hold, the kabbal shiay, they had loka adifa. When you makabal Shabbos with lighting candles, it's stronger than the davening, which was betos. The ispe maisa, because you did something, you lit candles, and therefore you shouldn't do malacha. But you should look at the achronim. They bring from many of the great poiskim, the sfirlu, they all hold. The kabbalas tziba betos, when the tziba is makabal Shabbos by accident. Afilu rakai de tfila, even if it's just by davening without lighting candles, shema kabbalah, that is a kabbalah. Rak shebezeh in hamit nimshachin acharov, just in such a case, we don't say the minority has to be pulled after the majority. Kivin shebetos hoyse kabbalah, since it was a mistake that they were makabal. One should not be lenient when you have these poskim who say different. Meaning to say, the mechaber says they could do malacha. Yesh oim for the candles, the one who lit shouldn't do malacha. Zokta b'shtabur, no, the achronim disagree. If you daven marv for Shabbos, you mekabel Shabbos, do not do malacha. Do not do malacha. You didn't light candles, so what? You daven marv for Shabbos, do not do malacha. The minority who knew what time it was and wasn't fooled by the darkness, they can still do malacha. They're not pulled after the rove. That's what it means that the kabbalah of the tzibur isn't chal. But for the ones who daven marv, they definitely should not do malacha. Well, mokam hadachak, in case of great need, then yesh lismach al der kamayis yom shulchan aruch, then you rely on the first yom shulchan aruch that they can do malacha to. Sefkat nun zayin, liga bo v'chul. Now, the candle that was lit for Shabbos, you shouldn't touch it, shouldn't move it. Mr. Burr explains, Hanafilu achashlo hidlik idayin l'kiru Shabbos. We're referring to someone who didn't light candles and wasn't makabal Shabbos. They shouldn't manipulate and move the candle that wasn't for Shabbos. Ken kosef ha'or zerua. So writes the Or Zerua. V'kosef magen avom hatam. The magen avom explains the reason. Da'azel l'shitase, it follows his view. The kabbalah tzibah b'tor shma kabbalah. When the tzibah is makabal by mistake, that is a kabbalah. So therefore, this ner is taka kadosh. It was set aside for the mitzvah. Once it's muksa for the one who lit it, it's muksa for everyone else. Shouldn't touch it. We're afraid to use it. So this is following what we said before. The yesh omer that when you lit the candles betos, you can't do malacha. So that follows, and that the candle is taka Shabbos candle. So no one else can move that around. Well, tzorach mitzvah, if it's necessary for a mitzvah to move it, yesh lahak, it won't be lenient. Kasa pima god demarits misha hidlik ner Shabbos b'od hayom gadol. If a person lit the Shabbos candles and it was still before sunset, plenty of time. Ve'hist, and he made a condition, shol kabbal Shabbos, not to accept Shabbos. Afilu hachi huktza hanei le mitzvasa. That doesn't affect the ner. The ner is already designated for the mitzvah. You can't use it for mundane activities. And again, it's also for other people too. The muksah lebayil, the muksah lekorel. Once it's muksah for the one who lit it, it's muksah for everyone else as well. Se'if tezvav. Misha shol yisbal mincha be'er Shabbos. If a person delayed and he didn't daven mincha Friday afternoon, atche kivlo hakol Shabbos, and the tzibur already accepted Shabbos. Lo yisbal mincha be'oisa be'es ha'knesses. He should not daven mincha in that shul. He should go someplace else. Maybe that's the only shul in town. He should go out of the shul and daven his weekday mincha. For who shall keep a Shabbos imam, provide that he himself was not mekabel Shabbos with them. But if he did respond and accept Shabbos with them, then he can't even daven mincha anymore. He'll daven marv once for the chiv and a second time for tashlum to make up for the missed mincha. They were mekabel, the tzibur was mekabel. How are they mekabel? How are they mekabel? They said baruch hu. Oh, b'mizma shilim v'shabbos. Kol makom l'fi minhagu. Each place according to its minig. K'de'el b'sivu reish tam echalaf sifda. They're going to learn before the reish tam echalaf. I should look over there. Sifkar nuntes. Lo yisbal v'chulu. So he can't dive in mincha in that shul. Hanu afilu or heyom gadol. Even though there's plenty of time in the day. Because after the tzibur were mekad the Shabbos, lo yasen echol etzlam, he can't make it chol for them. So the notes bring that if you're in the lobby of the shul, that's still in the shul. But if you're in the ezus noshim, that's not. Provided there's no shul people davening the ezus noshim. If you have people davening the ezus noshim too, then you're stuck because they're kind of kabbal Shabbos. But if the ezus noshim is empty, you know the ezus noshim, that's considered separate. Sifkan samach, avalim ona. Now, if he himself responded, then he can't dive in mincha. What does it mean he responded? Hanusha on a baruchu means he responded to baruchu. V'asol ba'atzmo koydish, but he is baruchu. He himself made the Shabbos koydish. He accepted Shabbos by saying baruchu. V'ichasen achak hachos. Now how can he make it chol by davening mincha? Mishum hachi lesi takanta. So in that case, there's no eitz for him. He has to daven tashlum. So if God samachal shdaim, he davens two marvs. Hainu mitchilo l'shem Shabbos is first shmoneh esrei for Shabbos. The second is to make up for the missed mincha. Then hafach, and if he reversed and had in mind the first is for mincha, the second for Shabbos, after the yotze, maybe he's yotze. You know why? Hovidain yomu, since it's still daytime, uzman mincha, and it is the proper time for mincha. Ken kaspi megodim simenzeh, so writes pi megodim the simen. Vayin leel pi megodim shemzozov simen kufches. If kon ches, look back pi megodim simen kufches. So if he doesn't answer baruchu, he can still daven mincha. But as soon as he answers Baruch Hu, that's it. Now it's already Shabbos for him, and he can't daven mincha anymore. Se'iv tezayin. In bo lebeis ha'knesses, some chagbos tzibur Shabbos. If he comes to shul, right before the tzibur is going to be mekabel Shabbos, but they weren't mekabel Shabbos yet. Maschil hispal mincha. He should start his mincha. Ve'afal pi sheba'odim hispal yekabel tzibur Shabbos. Even though while he's davening, they're going to be mekabel Shabbos. And mekaklum, that is not a problem. Ha ve'hischu behetar, since he started behetar. He begins his mincha. Don't wait to answer Baruch Hu. Because if he does answer Baruch Hu, he can't have mincha after that. As long as he starts beheter, even though he knows, he won't even finish half his davening before Baruch Hu. It's still called he began beheter. Because the issue that he can't be davening his chol davening while they're davening Shabbos is a chumrah. But really, what would be better in this case? Leave the shul and daven outside. If he knows he won't get too far, like he'll get his first brachos shmoneh esrei, they're going to start baruchu, and it works. It works. You started, but it's still better not to daven with everyone else. So if you're Zion. Yesh oimim. Some say, Shemisha kiblov Shabbos kodem shechashecha. If a person accepted Shabbos before it was dark, mutar lo mil yisol chaver. He can even tell his friend a yid lasus lo malacha or do malacha for him. The Ramah says, umutar lehenos meosam malacha b'Shabbos, and he can benefit from the malacha that his friend did on Shabbos. The kolshkei motzi Shabbos, and certainly on motzi Shabbos, misha me'acher lehispalel motzi Shabbos. If a person delays to daven marv motzi Shabbos, or shemam shich sudoso balaylo, he keeps the shalshus going late into night. Mutar loim lechaver yisol shivar hispalo vehivdol. He can tell his friend the yid who already daven marv He made Abdullah. Lasas lo malachter, do malach for him. The halakhla neiros, to light candles, ulavashalo, or cook for him. Umurta lehenos, and he could benefit. Velech lo malachter, eat from his malach. So it seems to me. Sifkon samachtal, mutter loimar. It's mutter to tell a yid who wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet to do malacha. The kevin shel chaver mutter, since it's mutter for him to do malacha in isra amir shaykh mizah, there's no isra of amir, there's no isra to tell him. This paragraph is describing when there's plenty of time until twilight. But if it's close to this man, Isra of twilight, at that point, most of the city was Mekabel Shabbos. So the miyut, the minority, are pulled after them. Like we said in Sifyut Beis. So the halacha doesn't apply. There's no one at that point who could do malacha because everyone is pulled after the tzibur. When it gets close to twilight, the shul should not delay and wait for Mizrach Shilim Shabbos. So any other things they'll say for Kabbal Shabbos. Because there are a few men, they're still busy at home, being your name, whatever they're doing. They're late coming to shul. We don't wait Erev Shabbos when it's time to Mekabel Shabbos. It's Mizrach Shilim Shabbos. We're not going to wait. Some people aren't here yet. Sifkon Samechei, V'kol Shkei Matzah, and certainly on Mazi Shabbos, you could tell someone to do Malacha. Perish. The Be'erev Shabbos, Kvar Kibol Shabbos, V'yev Shalachzor, because when it's Erev Shabbos, and you accept Shabbos, you can't go back on that. But V'afilu Hachi Shorin, still it's mutter to tell someone else to do something for you. The Kol Shkei Matzah Shabbos, certainly on Mazi Shabbos. The Kol Shor V'shor, because every moment, in Roitzah, Mismal Mavdil. If he wants, he could have Marv, he can make Avdolah. So he could tell someone else, I can say Baruch HaMavda right now and do the Malacha. So certainly I can tell someone else to do Malacha for me. Sifkad Samachvav, Hispalel V'Hivdil. If my friend already did Marv and said Havdolo, I can tell him. Hainu Shehivdil B'Tfilah means he didn't have Dolo in Shmona Esrei. The B'Zeh Mutal Asos Malacha, at that point you could do Malacha. Okay, the Kamban B'Sim Erech Tzadi Tes, as we will learn later in Erech Tzadi Tes. After Hivdil Al-Kais, even though he did not make Havdolo Al-Kais. And you can be nana from that malacha that he did for you on Shabbos. Lavush says no, it's asur. Elam kein beirach v'hesiach died to Shabbos, unless the person himself benched and gave up on keeping Shabbos. But otherwise, I can't be nana from his malacha. The way he explains it is because as long as I have in mind, I'm still going to bench with it. Say it's mama Shabbos for me. How can I tell him to do malacha and be nana from the malacha? V'achronim hiskimu im shulchanach, but achronim agreed to shulchanach. If someone said in the middle of Shal Shudas, Hamavdil Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'chol, the Kuliyal Mashar, even if he could do Malacha, but Shakasa, Besov, Simon, Reish, Sai, Tess, like Gulin, Reish, Sai, Tess, that feel who ba'atz mo mutter oz Malacha, because he could do Malacha, he could tell someone else for sure too. Ach Sarach Iyun, Im Yochel Achach Lomer Ritzei, V'yachas Amaz, and the problem is, once he's a Baruch Hamavdil, can he still say Ritzei in benching? Because now he made it like weekday and he could do malacha. The post comes say lamais, you shouldn't say it. It's a sophic, you shouldn't say it. Kasa pima god, pima god, and mites. Motse Shabbos in a yochid nigra acharov. There's no concept of Motse Shabbos of the individual following the tzibur. Afi shakulma his spalvo of the whole tzibur. They didn't make Avdolah yet, they didn't amar, they're going on and on. Yochel hula havdol, he can make Avdolah. The last is malacha mishi yegi asman. He can do malacha when the zman comes. For Motzei Shabbos, we don't say he has to keep Shabbos as long as everyone else keeps Shabbos. If he wants to daven ma'ariv, if he wants to make avdolah, when everyone else is still keeping Shabbos, that's fine. As long as the zman came, you only find the erev Shabbos is pulled after the tzibur, not by Motzei Shabbos.